الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما رميت إذ رميت ولكن الله رمى وقال تعالى إن تستفتحوا فقد جاءكم الفتح صدق الله العظيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. After the three disbelievers were killed in the duel, in the one-on-one combat, and after Shaitan had deserted them in the form of Suraqah bin Malik, Abu Jahl, in order to spur on the Quraysh and to lift up their morale, and after Shaitan had deserted them in the form of Suraqah bin Malik, Abu Jahl says to the disbelievers, says to the Quraysh, that, O gathering of Quraysh, O army, you should not be terrified and you should not be affected by Suraqah bin Malik, meaning Shaitan. He felt him to be Suraqah bin Malik. So you should not be affected by him deserting you. Because he had actually made this promise to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will desert us in the last hour. And at the same time, you should not be affected and frightened by Shayba, Utba and Walid being killed, because their problem was they rushed and they went forward too quickly. So in this way, he tried to contain the emotions of his army, and he tried to pacify them and spur them on to fight. Then Abu Jahl made a dua, and he says, O Allah, أَيُّنَا كَانَ أَقْطَعَ لِلْرَحِيمِ وَأَتَانَا بِمَا لَا يُعْرَفْ فَأَحِنْهُ الْغَدَاتِ. O Allah, the one from among us, meaning the two groups that we have, the group that has broken off family ties, and that group that has brought those things which we were unaware of, they have brought about new things, referring obviously to the Muslims, because according to him, they had broken off family ties by them embracing this new religion and by them accepting Islam, and they have brought things that they were unaware of or they were unacquainted with. So referring to the Muslims, he says, O Allah, ahinhul ghadat, O Allah, wipe them off and destroy them today. This was the dua that Abu Jahl had made. And thereafter the result was that the disbelievers were defeated. They were the ones that were destroyed and wiped off. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majeed, إِن تَسْتَفْتِحُوا فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحِ. That you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. You are asking Allah to decide, O Allah, the one who has brought about these things, then you wipe them off. Then Allah has already decided, and it has become very clear that you are the ones who are on the wrong, and the Muslims are the one who are on the truth. This was a dua that Abu Jahl had made before the fighting had actually transpired and started. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after making his dua in the Arish, in that shelter, in the hut, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged after receiving the glad tidings of victory, reciting the ayat, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, that the army will be defeated and they will flee from the battlefield. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to fight and to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a Friday, the 17th of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum saying, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يُقَاتِلُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ رَجُلٌ فَيُقْتَلُ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا مُقْبِلًا غَيْرَ مُدْبِرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam first takes a qasam. He takes an oath in that being that is in control of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that any person who fights them and is killed while he is patient and hoping for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving forward and not turning away, not fleeing from the battlefield, Allah will definitely enter him into Jannah. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rush to a Jannah. The breadth of this Jannah is like the breadth of the skies and the earth. Very, very wide Jannah. Go into this Jannah and rush to this Jannah. So one Sahabi, Hazrat Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he hears this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
And out of ecstasy, out of joy, he repeats the words, Jannatin arduha samawat wal ard. O Nabi of Allah, this is how vast this Jannat is. The vastness of the sky and the earth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. He says, Bakhin, Bakhin, how excellent, how wonderful. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks him, then why are you saying these words? He says, O Nabi of Allah, because of the desire that I must also be part of the people of this Jannat. And then he takes out a few khajur that he had, a few dates that he had, and he began to eat. Then he says, لَإِنْ أَنَا حَيِّتُ حَتَّى آكُلَ تَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلًا. I can't wait so long for this Jannat to eat this khajur. It will take too long. He leaves this khajur, he throws this khajur, and he runs into the battlefield, reciting some words of poetry. رَقْضًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ زَادِي إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمَلَ الْمَعَادِي. He says, I am rushing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any provisions besides taqwa and actions for the akhirat. وَالصَّبْرَ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِ غَيْرَ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ. And he says, I have got with me perseverance and patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, every provisions will definitely be depleted besides the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides goodness and besides guidance. These things are provisions that will persevere and will continue to the akhirat. Besides that, every other worldly provisions will come to an end. Reciting these words of poetry, Umayr ibn al-Humam al-Ansari radiallahu anhu runs into the battlefield and Allah blesses him with shahadat. Another sahabi we discussed regarding him previously, Auf ibn al-Harith, also the son of Afra radiallahu anhuma, Auf ibn al-Afra radiallahu anhuma. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what makes Allah very happy? Ma yudhiku rabb min abdihi. What makes Allah very excited and very happy? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that for a servant to thrust his bare hand, his naked hand, meaning hand without a shield, to thrust this hand into the enemy, this makes Allah very happy. He was wearing a shield, he removed the shield. It doesn't mean that we can't adopt means of precaution, but this was that state that he was in. He wanted to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so happy, so he removes his shield and he goes into the battlefield and Allah blesses him with shahadat as well. In this way, 14 sahaba radiallahu anhum were blessed with martyrdom and shahadat on the battlefield of Badr. Initially, before the battle had taken place and broken out, the fighting had started, then each group looked smaller than what they actually were. So the Muslims looked smaller than their actual number. And the disbelievers also looked smaller than their actual number. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذْ إِلْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. So Allah made each group look smaller than what it actually was. Now the reason for this and the wisdom behind this was, when the disbelievers would look small, obviously the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would not lose heart, they would not be overwhelmed, because they're looking at the Quraysh, they're looking at them, they are very few in number. So this will not cause them to become overwhelmed by the number of the enemy. But then why were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum looking less in number to the disbelievers? Why were they looking less in number? So the hikmah and the wisdom that's given is, so that the disbelievers may become complacent. It's a small group. So we don't have to worry so much. They won't prepare themselves so much also, and they will feel that it's a walk in the park, it's a very easy victory. So they will not be on their guard, they will not take that amount of precaution, they would not prepare themselves so well, and they will fight casually, because they seeing that this is a small group. So initially this was the situation, each group was looking smaller than the other. But when the fighting actually commenced, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Muslims look very big in number. And obviously, with the angels coming and assisting them, then they look even bigger in number. Allah says, وَأُخْرَى كَافِرَةُ يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ. Then the disbelievers began to see the Muslims double what the Muslims were, or double the army of the disbelievers. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then allowed the mushrikeen to be overcome and overawed by the numbers of the Muslims. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam then instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take one or three handfuls of sand. Different narrations, one or three handfuls of sand. Some narrations explain that this sand actually came from the heavens. An angel brought down the sand in a tray. And some of the kuffar say that they heard some sand falling. So this sand came down from the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the instruction of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an to pass him that sand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that one handful or three handfuls of sand and threw it in the direction of the enemy. Some narrations explain, one in front of him, one to his right and one to his left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the particles of the sand entered into the eyes, in the nose and in the mouth of every disbeliever. This was obviously a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the particles of the sand entered the mouth, the eyes and nose of every disbeliever, every mushrik that was there was affected by this. And they were so badly affected by it. All the sand went into their eyes, in the nose, in the mouth. They did not know how to remedy the situation, how to sort this problem out. So they began to run helter-skelter because of this. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum began to kill them and began to capture them at that time. Regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. That O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you threw, it was actually Allah that threw. Meaning, it was not possible for you on your own, not humanly possible for you to throw sand. And for that sand to reach the eyes, nose and mouth of every disbeliever, it was the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the aspect of yaqeen. And having our conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will adopt the means. Rasulullah s.a.w. adopted the means. But the yaqeen and the confidence must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who will do things. We cannot do things on our own accord. So it's not what I have done. It is Allah allowed me to do those things. In a similar way, Rasulullah s.a.w. is also being explained, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. There were many amazing incidents that had taken place during the fight. For example, Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu, while fighting, the sword broke in his hand. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, I don't have a sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks up a branch and he gives it to the Sahabi Ukasha radiallahu anhu. Ukasha radiallahu anhu takes this branch. As he holds it, it becomes a long and a very strong, solid sword. And he fought with the sword not only in Badr. He's fought with the sword in every battle during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until he was martyred in the Qitalu Ahli Ridda, in the fight against the renegades after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the hands of Tulayha the imposter. Right till that time, Ukasha radiallahu anhu used the sword, which was actually a branch, but as a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it transformed into a sword. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one of his sons was Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, who at the time of Badr was not a Muslim. He was still a disbeliever on the side of the disbelievers, and he was a very good marksman, a very good archer. So later on, he says to his father, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you were an ideal target for me multiple times on the day of Badr, but because you were my father, I left you. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to his son, oh my son, if you came under my target, I wouldn't have left you, I would have finished you off. Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, very famous and great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aminu hadhi al-umma, on the day of Badr, his father was a disbeliever, and his father tried to apprehend him, tried to corner him many times. His father pursued him. And every time Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu tried to avoid his father. But his father continued relentlessly pursuing him until Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had no other way. But he had to finally kill his own father. Regarding this, the ayat of Quran came down, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. The gist of the meaning of this ayat is that the people who have iman, then nothing comes in the way of iman, nothing comes in the way of their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will not have love for those people that oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ. They can be their own fathers, like Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, their own sons, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was prepared to kill his own son. أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ, or their brothers, or عَشِيرَتَهُمْ, or their family members. This was the level of the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with an ayuta of the iman and the strength of iman and yaqeen that he had blessed Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah some victory on the day of Badr, may Allah bless us with victory as well. Bless the ummah with victory over all our challenges. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah wherever they are suffering. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.